It is Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV. Community Comment is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. Over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. There's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. Let's talk about those showers over at Professional Floor Covering. Let their team help you design a shower you can unwind and relax in. From color and material choice to size and arrangement, there are a lot of design choices that need to be made before beginning the remodeling process. So go ahead and reach out to our guys at Professional Floor Covering to get yourself a beautiful shower. Now, without further ado, we will throw it over to Kevin Haugen for Community Comment.
Well, thank you very much, and good morning. Welcome into today's Community Comment. I am your host, Kevin Haugen. It is my pleasure to welcome into our Daily Dodge TV studio this morning. Joining us here are members of the Beaver Dam Wall of Fame Committee and this year's award winners for the Wall of Fame Committee. Here to my right here is Chuck Stungle. To his right is Jeannie Stungle. And then to her right is Bev Beal-Lake, who is a member on the Wall of Fame Committee. And then lastly, to her right is Mary Poshima, also on the Wall of Fame Committee. Thank you, everyone, so much for coming in this morning on Community Comment today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having
us. Thank you.
And in our first segment, we'll be talking with Chuck and Jeannie here about their being named the Friends of Education. Essentially, there are two different awards that are handed out. Chuck and Jeannie were the Friends of Education recipients this year. And then in our second segment, we're hoping to be joined by the phone by James Campbell. He will be the outstanding. He's the outstanding alumni winner for the Wall of Fame Awards for 2024. But again, want to thank our guests here for coming in to discuss this award, what this means, and how they went about being nominated and ultimately being named the recipients of these awards. And hopefully, throughout the program, we'll be able to sprinkle in just kind of what the committee does each year, what they go through in the process of picking out the Friends of Education recipients and then the outstanding alumni recipients, and what that process looks like, and you're really essentially what this program has been for the last couple of years. It's been around for a while. I want to say it's the 70s or 80s. I think it was when it was a little earlier.
90s, actually 1997.
Yep. Okay, then my math is way off.
The decades fly.
Yeah, it starts to blend together as you get older. But here we want to really spend our bulk of our time here highlighting the work that Chuck and Jeannie have done here to receive that Friends of Education Award. Although before we do that, maybe one of the members of the Wall of Fame Committee could just sort of briefly give us an overview of what the Friend of Education Award is and what the qualifiers are for somebody to be a recipient of this award. And I will decide between Mary and Bev who wants to jump in on that one.
Great point, Etsy.
Sounds like
Mary
Bev.
Mary will summarize that briefly. Right.
So Friends of Education is, like I say, one of the awards for the Wall of Fame. And that is awarded each year to an individual or an organization that has given distinguished service to the district and its students. So it could be through volunteerism, a lot of different kind of activities that they may be involved with the school. And then each year we can select up to five. So we could have four individuals and an organization, or five individuals, depending on the type of nominations that we receive.
Fantastic. And this year, the recipients, again, are Chuck and Jenny Stungle. Why don't we just give a little bit of background information, if you guys don't mind, before we dive into just a lot of the volunteer work and the advocate work that you guys do here in the community. Tell us a little bit about yourselves, who you guys are, and just how long. I mean, obviously, I don't think if my memory is serving me correctly, you know, don't currently live in Beaver Dam anymore. Had for a while, but just give us a little bit of background about who the Stungles are.
Why don't you start? Because you're the lifelong Beaver Dam.
Yeah, I was born in Beaver Dam in 1957. And so let's see, if you do the math, I'll be 68 this year. Born and raised here, educated here, graduated from Beaver Dam High School in 1975. So we're having our 50th class reunion coming up. So I'll let you do the math. And I was fortunate enough to be an educator in the Beaver Dam School District. I taught at the charter school for 4 years. I taught high school special ed for 15 years. And then thanks to my wife and her help, I taught elementary physical education for 7 years.
Great.
So I spent 26 years in the Beaver Dam School District teaching, and I'd do it again in a minute.
As somebody who is married to somebody who works in the school district, it's somebody who they care a lot about that that work, and it's important to have quality educators here. There are a lot of those here in the district of Beaver Dam.
And in fact, I was subbing for the person who was responsible for me to go into physical education.
Okay.
And I was subbing for him the day that I met Jeannie at Lincoln School.
Mm. So Jeannie, were you employed there at
Lincoln? Yes. Okay. Yes, I moved to Beaver Dam in 1978, and this was my first teaching job here in Beaver Dam. I love the community, and I have been just blessed to be here and to have all the experiences. I taught first grade for 36 years.
Wow, fantastic. Yes. And hopefully we can dive more into their experiences here teaching in the district here in Beaver Dam, and their involvement with a lot of events. Obviously, National Night Out is a big one that you guys are involved with, a lot of fundraising things as well. The playground movement here in Beaver Dam, you guys are closely involved with that. We'll dive more into those things here in our second segment of Community Comment. Again, we're here with Chuck and Jeannie Stungle, as well as Bev Beal-Lake and Mary Postuma with the Wall of Fame Committee. You're listening to Community Comments here on 95.3 WBEV. We have to take a short break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
Hey, want to make your next meal a little less ordinary? Well, head to Quick Trip. Hey, we are so back serving up our legendary No Ordinary Chicken. Yeah, your dinner is hand-breaded, fried to perfection, ready to eat for tonight's dinner. Or you can buy it cold, sealed fresh for tomorrow's lunch. You know, we love to make life easier for you. This isn't just any chicken. It's Quick Trip's No Ordinary Chicken. Stop in your local Quick Trip today and taste the difference.
Finding the right care for your loved one is one of the most important decisions you'll make. At Clearview, we provide more than just a place to stay. We offer a nurturing environment where comfort, dignity, and compassion come first. This is Ashley Kuhn, admissions coordinator for Clearview. Give me a call at 920-386-3532 to schedule a tour and see what Clearview can offer for you. Clearview, where compassion is the heart of our exceptional care.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Our home spring sale is going on right now, and save up to 50% off of all of our sale prices. Build your own one-of-a-kind sectional with our awesome Simple Elements modular sectionals. Take advantage of our interest-free financing for up to 36 months and save big on reclining sofas starting as little as $495. Take advantage of our interest-free financing for up to 36 months or ask about our doorstep shipping. Shop local and save big during our home sale going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam and Watertown.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, April 26th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Empower your future with Moraine Park Technical College. You can benefit from Moraine Park's seamless credit transfer agreements with local universities like UW-Milwaukee, UW-Oshkosh, UW-Green Bay, Ripon College, and Lakeland University. Don't start your career with loads of student debt. Take a step closer to your future and make every credit count by completing your Gen Ed courses at Moraine Park campuses in Beaver Dam, Fond du Lac, Moraine Park Technical College. Elevating your education, one transfer credit at a time.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
Back with more Community Comment. Here's Kevin Haugen.
It is 10:18 here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. You are listening to Community Comment this morning. Joining us on the program again are with the Wall of Fame, Beaverdam School District Wall of Fame Committee. We have with us here a little bit, not immediately to my right, two people to my right here is Bev Beal-Lake. To her right is Mary Postuma. To my immediate right here are the recipients of the Friend of Education Award. We have here this morning Chuck and Jeannie Stungel here on Community Comment this morning. Here in our second segment, we want to really dive in into what the Stungels have done here in the community that had paved the way for them to be the Friend of Education recipients this year. And Bev or Mary, whoever wants to take this, you guys are sort of the you guys are the decision makers when it comes to the recipients. We'll talk here with Chuck and Jeannie just about their experiences and what volunteering in the community here is like. But being on the committee, what made them stand out and made you guys think, all right, we have to look at the Stungels as being a friend of education here for the Beaverdam School District?
Well, what our committee, and there's more than Mary and I, we have a pretty good-sized committee representing different parts of the community. So I am on the committee now as a community member. Previously, when I served on the board, I held that spot as a board member. So we have board members, we have community members, we have district representatives at different educational levels.
We have alumni.
And alumni, yep. Yes. Okay. So fantastic. I'm not an alumni, so I'm a community member. Right. Just to try to give a good broad-based look at these awards. And this Friend of Education Award is one that if someone is nominated and they happen to have been an employee of the district, all the great stuff they did as an employee is not part of the consideration, because Friends of Education are meant to be going above and beyond. What are they doing outside of the school day to help children? Now, I would say with Chuck and Jeannie, there's a little bit of a gray area there, because I know while they were both teaching, they also did a lot of after-hours mentoring of kids. They had kids come over who just needed an adult presence, and they might shoot buckets. There might be card games. There might be other things I'm not aware of, good things that went on. And that definitely goes above and beyond a teacher's day. What I know, because I know Chuck and Jeannie probably a little more personally than other Friends of Education, Jeannie and I co-chaired Washington School PTO for a few years when our children were in school. That's after the school day.
Yeah.
And that was a school Jeannie wasn't teaching at then. Chuck, I know from my position with Church Health Services, he did the police academy and he became an alumni, did all that on his own time. And part of, I think, his reason for doing that, he may say otherwise, was to find other ways to better the connections between adults and children in our community entities. Out of that, he got involved with National Night Out. And of course, Jeannie, I'm sure, is a lot of behind the scenes there, because I know how organized she is. I'm sure Chuck is just as organized. But National Night Out has turned into a really big event.
Sure, yeah.
In
yeah.
no small part because of Chuck and Jeannie's efforts.
Yeah.
Playground Movement is another one. And I'll let them tell more, because I know they were involved with Playground Movement from the very beginnings.
Yeah.
Another way to reach children who are live in an area where there's no park. There's nothing necessarily to get outside and do.
Yeah, maybe that's a good segue here to bringing in Chuck and Jeannie here to talk about their involvement here with supporting education and supporting the youth here in the community. And, you know, Bev brought up the Playground Movement and, you know, how important that is to help kids, you know, get active, be outside more. You know, just talk about your involvement with that organization and just how you guys have been able to support it and help get kids be involved here in the community through the Playground Movement.
Yeah. Well, as you know, that part of town does not have a playground. Even food is very scarce. No grocery stores nearby. Mm-hmm. So Laura Gorell got us really involved with the Playground Movement. And we've pointed out that they were in need of help. And we became board members right at the very beginning. And then we took our time and just went over and we played games with them, with kids. We supported all their fundraisers and like backpacks and
Christmas
presents for the children and the community, and There's a huge gathering of food for what project is that? The
backpacks.
Global
Youth Services coming out.
Services, yes.
Mm-hmm. So so we donated food with that. They had weekend play dates scheduled. Yeah. So I got really good at playing kickball. and then at Christmas time, they had kids that needed a present and things. So we, drew a couple names and, provided Christmas for people. Right. Yeah. And it was so cool to see that program just take off and go.
Awesome.
And grow.
That's fantastic. I also like to ask Chuck and Jeannie, both of them have an opportunity to answer this question. Chuck, we'll start with you. Just what does a friend of education mean to you? When it means supporting here the district here in Beaver Dam and being able to be involved with groups and organizations that support what the kids are doing here. What does a friend of education mean to you?
Well, I'm totally honored to receive the award. When Mary called and said that we'd been selected, I'm going to tell you.
We were crying.
We were crying. Because when you look at our involvement, we didn't step into things expecting to be recognized. We just, we were at a church meeting the other night, and the word in our vocabulary is help. Mm-hmm. We like to help out wherever we can, with whatever we can, and however we can. So when things came towards us, we looked at each other and go,
sure.
And the word no isn't in our vocabulary.
That either.
So we, like I said, I'm totally honored that we've been recognized. And it's like that's just who we are. And we appreciate
And we enjoy all the things we get involved in. It's not like, oh my goodness, it's just, we're going to do it and we have fun with it and we get to know more people. And it's neat being able to help. And there's former students that then see us out there helping and recognizing each other. And that's a really neat happening.
And I'm sure that's really something that you guys look back on as really some of the more fonder memories that you guys have of your, volunteering and still being supportive of the community here is just the friends and people that you met over the decades of your involvement here in the community. I'm sure those stand out to both of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes.
In fact, it's really kind of fun because we like McDonald's Cokes. So when we pull in the drive-thru, they recognize my voice. How you doing, Mr. Stungle? In fact, there was one time that we got to the where that we got our food, and the young man said, "Hi, Mr. Stungle, how are you? You still wearing those Converse? What pair do you have on today?"
Yeah. Makes you feel like you're home here.
Absolutely. Exactly. And we really love Beaver Dam. We have two grandchildren, which made our exodus to Verona.
Mm-hmm. But yes. Fantastic. Now, another question I would like to have here as we start to wrap up our time here in our second segment of Community Comment this morning for Chuck and Jeannie Stungle is obviously getting people, the next generation, involved in supporting what you guys are doing, like supporting organizations that help kids or just, organizations that, nonprofits in the area that, do the important work that that they do. Just what are the things that you would tell people to get them out and get them involved in the community and do some of the things that you guys have done so passionately for a long, long time?
I would say find a group or an activity that you're interested in and just step in and get involved. Because that's the hardest part, because a lot of people, I always thought, there's no way I can do this, But when you step up, say yes, and then you find out that, this is where I can help, or this is what I can do. And once you take that first step, the rest is easy.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Like, even with the food is free, donating to the pantry, or when they have Second Harvest here to distribute, just say yes and give it a try. I mean, it doesn't mean that you can have to do it forever, but I think just getting that, like Chuck said, that step towards being involved.
Fantastic. You are with us this morning on Community Comments here to my right. are the Friends of Education Award winners for the 2024 Wall of Fame Awards. Chuck and Jeannie Stungle. To their right, we have members of the Wall of Fame Committee, Bev Bielake and Mary Postuma. Here on Community Comment, in our next segment, we are looking forward to our conversation with the outstanding alumni winner for the 2024 Wall of Fame Awards. That is James Campbell. He'll be joining us over the phone here in our next segment of Community Comments. We do have to take another break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale. Hurry in for insider deals on must-have spring styles from your favorite brands, like an extra 30% off new dresses, handbags, and accessories from Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Donna Karan New York, Avec Lavie, and more. Plus, get 15% off fragrances, beauty, and skincare, too. It's not only the best time to shop for yourself, it's also the best time to shop early for Mother's Day. Don't miss Friends and Family starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Keep your feet kicked up, sit back, and hang with us at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Over 100,000 people have waited in line to file past the coffin of Pope Francis, paying their respects before that coffin is sealed tonight ahead of tomorrow's funeral. The mayor of Rome says over 200,000 people are expected in the city for the funeral. President Trump will be there, and departing the White House, he told reporters there are other events planned for his brief trip.
We're going to meet with a lot of the foreign leaders they want to meet. Trade deals are going very well.
China says that President Trump and President Xi have not spoken, even as President Trump says they have spoken numerous times. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index found that consumer confidence fell yet again in the month of April compared to March. The World Food Program says its food stocks in Gaza have run out because of Israel's 8-week blockade. And sentencing for George Santos, the former congressman who pled guilty to fraud and identity theft charges. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
Dodge County authorities have arrested a Waupun man on numerous drug charges. Aaron Montez was pulled over by law enforcement Tuesday and was allegedly in possession of cocaine. The 19-year-old is facing charges of delivery of cocaine, possession with intent to deliver, and maintain a drug trafficking place. A number of Dodge County agencies will be participating in Prescription Drug Take-Back Day this Saturday. Residents are encouraged to bring any unwanted, unneeded, and expired medications to their local law enforcement agency for proper disposal. The goal is to keep the medications from getting into the wrong hands, as authorities say prescription drug abuse can lead to more serious addictions. More information and to find a collection site near you, visit DailyDodge.com. Several Beaver Dam wholesale dealers had their license revoked by the state. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation determined that 6 wholesalers from the city did not have their dealer bond. 3 other Beaver Dam dealers also had their license revoked for failing to maintain a licensed business facility. A list of the local dealers can be found at DailyDodge.com. Local healthcare workers were recently introduced to a new tool to help them learn through a hands-on experience. SSM Health Waupun Memorial Hospital hosted a virtual reality training this week. The VR simulations assist with onboard training and continuous development. Simulations provide real-time, realistic exercises through a fully immersed clinical environment. More information is at DailyDodge.com. And finally, there are several activities in Beaver Dam tomorrow to celebrate Earth Day. At 9 a.m., the public is encouraged to gather at the American Bank Square, which is located behind 115 Front Street, for trash pickup. That goes until 10:30 a.m. Once the trash pickup activities end, the community is welcome to meet just east of 213 Front Street for a tree planting ceremony. Also starting at 9 a.m. in the tower parking lot behind 210 South Spring Street is an electronics recycling event that will be available until noon. More information is at DailyDodge.com. I'm Justin Wilski reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at DailyDodge.com.
Rain showers likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 50. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance of rain showers. Tonight, lows level off around 36, mainly clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 55. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently 48.
Experience, knowledge, and results. That's what really matters when you need help after a serious truck accident. You'll need a lawyer experienced in fighting and winning for people just like you. Gruber Law Offices has the resources, strong track record of success, and a team of experienced lawyers to take care of your needs. We've successfully helped people injured in big truck accidents for more than 35 years. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Step into a world so fine. Shiny floors that truly shine. Tiles and wood you'll adore. Get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too. Everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for. Only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV, and before we get back to community comment, I wanted to let you know it's brought to you in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings, and they've got some exciting stuff going on right now. It's their Super Spectacular Area Rug Clearance Event. You can find McKinstry's under the red awning in downtown Beaver Dam right now, and they have more than 70 different area rugs in stock and on sale, with savings of up to 75%. Choose from brand names like Capel, Surya, Kaz, and Daylin. From casual to formal, traditional, transitional, or contemporary, no matter what your decorating style, McKinstry's has an area rug to match and sale prices you'll love. Hurry into McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts for 166 years. Visit McKinstry'sHomeFurnishings.com. Now, without further ado, here's Kevin Haugen with Community Comment.
Well, thank you, Jake, and welcome back into our morning community comment program here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Here on our program this morning, we are chatting with the award winners for the 2024 Beaver Dam School District Wall of Fame Awards. In studio this morning, we have with us Chuck and Jeannie Stungle, as well as members of the Wall of Fame Committee, Bev Bielake and Mary Postuma. Joining us here on the phone here in our third segment of Community Comment is the Outstanding Alumni Award winner for the 2024 Outstanding Wall of Fame Awards. With us here on the phone again is James Campbell. James, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, James, for taking the time to join us here on the program. I know you're vacationing here today, so thank you for the time to join us here on Community Comment.
My pleasure.
And before we get to James and highlight his post Beaver Dam High School career and kind of what has led him to being an outstanding alumni, let's head back to Mary. And she did a fantastic job here giving us the details of what the Friends of Education Award recipients means and what the qualifiers are for there. Let's focus here on outstanding alumni and what does the Wall of Fame Committee look for when handing out this award.
So Outstanding Alumni Award is... They obviously have to be a graduate of the Beaver Dam Unified School District. And there's different criteria. They don't necessarily need to meet all of the criteria, but what we consider is have they made a contribution to society, displayed outstanding leadership, are they a person of historical significance, or have they been prominent local, state, national, or world figures. So it could be, like I say, any one of those criteria that they could meet. Some mm-hmm. of them meet all of them. Some meet some, you know, a few of them. But so it's just kind of something, like I say, that we consider. And we do select just one outstanding alumni each year. And if you've been to the high school in the Commons area outside the auditorium, you'll see our Wall of Fame, and that has all of our honorees over the years, and there's been quite a variety of
yeah.
them.
No, it's great that Mary had mentioned that. I forgot to bring that up. Yeah, that it and the Beaver Dam High School, you can see all past winners yes. On the Wall of Fame Award wall there at the high school, and this year's recipients of those awards will have their plaques up there as well. Here, and that is that done on the banquet night on May 6th when that celebration?
We don't hang them that night, but okay. we do present them, you know, yeah. At the wall.
Fantastic.
And we have our award ceremony.
Fantastic. Again, that's May 6th here at the high school, that the annual banquet ceremony to celebrate the honorees, again, for the Friends of Education, Chuck and Jeannie Stungle, and the outstanding alumni, James Campbell. Now, James, I want to kick off our conversation with you just going back to your time at the Beaver Dam High School. You're a 1980 graduate of the district. And James, how much do you remember your time and tenure at the Beaver Dam High School?
Well, as I grow older, my memory fades. But no, I remember a lot. We won the Wisconsin State Football Championship in my senior year, which was, you know, a great achievement for all of us, for the entire team. I remember my teachers very well. In fact, I was visiting about 2.5 months ago. James Pacelt, who is my history teacher, in my senior year of high school, and I was visiting him up in Antigo, and he's still sharp as ever. And yeah, so it was a great experience for me attending Beaver Dam High School. I made a lot of friends and have a lot of friends.
Great. Fantastic. Now I want to look at your post-high school career, James. Sort of walk us through what happened once you left the Beaver Dam High School and your post-high school education career, and then your work after that.
Well, that's a long and winding road. I've done everything from move furniture to landscaping, but for the past 30 years I've been a writer, and I started out as a magazine writer, mostly writing for outdoor publications, Field and Stream, Outside Magazine, that type of thing. And then I moved on to books. And I've written 5 books, and then I've also dabbled in TV. I've, in fact, done 3 TV shows in the last 15 years that I've been particularly proud of. But yeah, it's been a great career and a very challenging one.
Now, James, what ultimately led you to want to pursue something in excuse me, in writing? You know, you mentioned you started off your writing career really working for magazines, you know, some of them, you know, the National Geographic, Field and Stream, another one. But just what drew you to that as something to do for your career?
Well, my dad grew up on a farm, and he was a farm boy at heart, though he didn't farm when we grew up, and he was a great storyteller. And when I was a boy, he used to tell stories about growing up on the farm, and I remember those stories so well. And my mother introduced us to books, and we were readers growing up, and she introduced us to literature, and I've always been interested. And I was particularly interested in the explorers' journals, not only explorers of Africa, but also explorers of the United States. And I vowed that one day I'd be an explorer and I'd write about it. And I think I was 10 when I told my mother that I wanted to be a writer. And as I said, I didn't immediately become a writer, but eventually I did. And you know, I'm very pleased with the career.
Great. Now, James, I feel like I'm going to ask you another a loaded question that will be very hard to answer. But when you look back at your writing career for magazines, again, you know, writing for Rolling Stone, National Geographic, Autobahn, Outside, and Field & Stream, is there any particular piece that you wrote or story that you worked on that you remember and think back on that was really, really cool and a unique opportunity to be able to write about?
Yeah, one does come to mind. Maybe the most terrifying experience of my life. I was sailing with the world's last star navigators from Saipan, which is way out in the Pacific near Guam, if you're familiar with World War II history. But we were sailing 1,000 miles to the Caroline Islands of Micronesia. And we got caught in a hurricane, and the sky turned absolutely black, and the wind was howling, and there were 20 and 30 foot waves, and we strapped onto the sailboat so we wouldn't be blown off. And I remember that even the people I was with, they were Micronesians from the islands of the Caroline Islands. And even they were terrified. They were chanting and singing. And I figured if they were scared, I sure better be scared. But I had a sat phone at the time. And as I said, they're star navigators. So they didn't use compasses. They didn't use GPSs. But I remember typing in my GPS coordinates to my wife and sending it. And I thought perhaps we were 600 miles from the nearest island. Wow. In the middle of the Pacific Ocean, and I thought, you know, perhaps somebody could come find us if indeed we did capsize, which we almost did. But that was absolutely terrifying. Thrilling, but terrifying.
Yeah, that certainly sounds so. Again, we are chatting here this morning on Community Comment with, over the phone, the outstanding alumni, James Campbell, in studio with us here, the Friends of Education, Chuck and Jeannie Stungle, and then members of the Wall of Fame Committee, Mary Postuma and Bev Bielake. We do have to take another break. We'll talk more about James' career as well as the Chuck and Jeannie Stungle, what they're doing here in the community, in our next segment of Community Comment. And again, more Community Comment is coming up next.
Since 1998, the Good Karma Brand's John Moser Children's Radiothon has distributed nearly $3 million to nonprofit organizations serving children in Dodge County and the surrounding areas, and you can help make a difference. Help support the cause by donating an item to our 27-hour on-air live auction, hosting a fundraising event, or making a monetary donation through Venmo. To learn more, visit dailydodge.com/radiothon.
Do you want a new rug? One that looks really good? One that matches your home's decor, like an area rug should.
Do you want a new rug? Then get to McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam right now during our super spectacular area rug clearance event. Hi, this is Sandy. We have more than 70 different area rugs in stock and on sale with savings of up to 75%. Choose from brand names like Capo, Syria, Cass, and Daylin. From casual to formal, traditional, transitional, or contemporary. No matter what your decorating style, we have an area rug to match and sale prices you'll love. Hurry into McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts for 167 years.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year.
McKinstry's.
Are you aware of who's making your healthcare decisions? Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster with Columbus Family Dental. Healthcare is a very personal thing that requires careful thought and planning. These choices should be made by you and your doctor, not an administrator or an insurance company. At Columbus Family Dental, we're a local doctor-owned clinic, which allows us to put your health and well-being first. Call us today at 623-5559 to schedule a free, no-pressure consultation to see if we're the right fit for you.
This is the Hookster crew from Hookster's Marketing Greenhouse in Fox Lake.
We are open!
Our staff is very knowledgeable and willing to help with all your flower and gardening needs. Our hours for April are Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
Come to Hookster's Marketing Greenhouse.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
WBEV, here is Kevin Haugen with more Community Comment.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome back into today's Community Comment here in our last segment of our program this morning. Again, we are joined with this year's winners of the Beaverdam School District Wall of Fame Awards, the Friends of Education, Chuck and Jeannie Stungel. Over the phone joining us is James Campbell, the Outstanding Alumni. We're also joined by the Wall of Fame committee members, Mary Pashima and Bev Beal-Lake. Before we went to break, we were just enthralled with James' story about one of the highlights, I'm sure, of many of his writing career, writing for a number of different publications and magazines. And now, James, I was hoping to ask and just talk about your pivot from writing for those magazines to writing for writing books. I know it's you write, you kind of get in that habit, and it's it's not that hard to go from magazines to books, but they're different formats and different there's different work involved in being able to put that together. James, what made you want to go down that route in write books?
Kids.
Fair enough.
I realized that I had kids who I had to feed. I love magazine writing, but it occurred to me after we had kids that that I needed to do something more profitable. So I'd always wanted to write books, but I moved from magazines into books, and then eventually from books into television, and now I do all three.
Great. Now the books that James has written here, the Final Frontiersman, the Ghost Mountain Boys, The Color of War, Braving It, and the upcoming book, Heart of the Jaguar. James, this might be another very hard question to answer, but is there a book that stands out to you out of those that you've written already that you are more proud than the others, all proud of all of them, or is there something that, or is there one of those books that you look back on and think, man, that's my favorite?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. I guess I am very proud of them, of all of them, and all of them are very, very different, kind of very different projects. The book Braving It, I guess, is the most personal one. That's about my daughter and me in introducing my daughter to the wilderness of Alaska. And ultimately, we made three trips up to Alaska. We built a cabin with my cousin, and then we went up in the middle of the winter and stayed in a wall tent with a little wood stove at 30 and 40 below. And then for our third trip, we backpacked over the Brooks Range and canoed out to the Arctic Ocean, and we're stranded on a barrier island waiting for our captain, our Inupiat captain, to come pick us up. But there was a storm, and he couldn't pick us up, and we were trapped on the island with a very inquisitive and later turned aggressive polar bear. So,
oh my goodness.
So that was frightening. But my first book was about my cousin, who my cousin Haimo Korth, who lives more remotely than anybody in the state of Alaska, anybody perhaps in North America. He's a hunter-trapper living in the midst of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. That was, and the others, too. I wrote a book about New Guinea, which I've always been fascinated with, and the men who fought there in World War II. They became my very, very close friends. So, yeah, they were all very meaningful to me.
Right now, James, I was hoping to ask you about your experience working on TV. You've developed and helped produce the television series for Discovery, and History Channel shows there. The Last Alaskans is one of them, as well as Great Lake Warriors. Just how did that come about, and those opportunities to help produce and develop shows for TV?
Well, I'd always wanted to do TV or documentaries, and now there's a greater opportunity for authors to turn their books into television series. And so I turned I turned The Final Frontiersman into a series that played for 1 year on Animal Planet and then 3 years on Discovery Channel called The Last Alaskans. And it was about the last people who have the right from the federal government to hunt and trap and gather in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. And one of those people was my cousin and his family. And I remember I was an executive producer for that show, but I remember bringing an executive producer up from Washington, D.C. We spent the day with Haimo. They got along very well. And then he handed Haimo the talent agreement, and Haimo put the pen to the paper and then retracted his hand, and he looked at the producer, and he took his index finger, and he poked the producer in the middle of the chest, and he said, "If you make me look stupid, I will gut you like a caribou." Which, of course, he was kidding, but the point was very clear. But that show actually was nominated twice for Emmys, so you know we did right by them.
Yeah.
And my most recent project is called Golden Greed, and that's for Netflix. It's a 3-episode series about the largest treasure hunt in American history.
Wow.
Which took place from 2010 until 2024.
Right. Now, James, I get the sense here that nature, wildlife, the outdoors means quite a bit to you. Is that true? Is that a true statement?
Yeah, you hit it. Yeah, definitely.
What made that so?
I've always loved.
Oh, sorry, James. I apologize. But what made that area of research and just exploring the outdoors made that such a passionate subject for you?
Well, I've always loved the outdoors. I grew up with, you know, hunting and fishing with my dad and, you know, camping as a family. And then as I grew older, I became interested in backpacking and that type of thing. And I've always been interested in, you know, big wild wildernesses like Alaska and the island of New Guinea. My brother and I first went there in 1989. We were either going to build a raft and float down the Amazon or go to remote Papua New Guinea. And we went to remote Papua New Guinea. And I think it was a life changing experience for both of us.
Right. Now, sorry, James, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's it. I think all those played a role.
Great. Fantastic. Now, as we start to wind down our time here on a community comment this morning, James, I would just like to ask you, what does it mean when you got the phone call that you were an outstanding alumni for the Beaver Dam School District?
I was astounded. it's the last thing I ever expected. Apparently, this idea was hatched sometime in the fall of 2024. And by Steve Kinsey and my brother, and my brother was apparently assembling the materials for my candidacy, and my daughters were involved, and I had absolutely no idea when I got a call from 920, and I thought, who could be calling me? And then I eventually called back, and I was taken completely by surprise, and I'm, you know, very, very flattered and very, very honored. Obviously, there are a lot of people that could have been chosen, and I'm just grateful they chose me.
Great. Now, the award recipients will be honored on May 6th at the annual banquet evening here at the Beaver Dam High School, where the plaques will be handed out again to the award winners for the 2024 Wall of Fame Awards. I want to thank our guests here again. Go to the phone here and say again, thanks, James, for your time here this morning on Community Comment. Thanks for joining us here on the program.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. I appreciate it.
Also want to thank the Friends of Education here, Chuck and Jeannie Stungle. Thank you both so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Also want to thank the Wall of Fame committee members, Bev Bielake and Mary Postuma. Thank you, ladies, for coming in here today.
Thanks for having us.
And that will do it for today's Community Comment.